We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Cut off, step back, three ball up. Got it! Wow!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Thursday night. It is time for Sooner Sports Talk. I hope you're staying warm wherever you are, around a fireplace, indoors. It is miserably cold, and the snow is on the way. But settle in for the next 60 minutes, and we'll talk some Sooner hoops as they get set to head to West Virginia this weekend. That's going to be a dicey trip. They get the Mountaineers, the men do on Saturday, the women on Sunday. We'll talk about those guys coming up in just a minute. But let's welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody. Howdy, Coach.
Toby, good evening. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying warm.
I'm staying warm. Everything okay at your place? The heater working and everything?
It is. It's a challenge right now for everyone, but it's a little colder than we're used to this time of year, but we'll get through it and hopefully dodge some snow that's coming in the next few days.
I don't think we're dodging anything, Coach. The opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Before we look back at that win over Iowa State on Saturday, the only game that you've had since the last time we had this show, you've had an interesting week. The game against Baylor got postponed on Wednesday. So how did you handle practice plans this week?
Yeah, guys had four good days of practice. We shortened the length of practice each of the days. We were off Sunday after Iowa State, and then practice each day, but shortened them, and it was very competitive, and worked on some things that we felt like we needed to continue to improve on, and cleaned some things up, and rare to have that off day during the middle of conference play, but I think we took advantage of it, and the guys are anxious to play.
How about Alondis Williams? Is he back in the fold?
He practiced Monday for the first time and has been healthy each day. Probably from a activity energy standpoint, came back without any noticeable difference. Very sharp. Again, cardio-wise, probably going to take him a little while, but that extra few days in practice probably didn't hurt him any at all.
A break of this sort at this time of year is unheard of, Coach. Do you feel like your guys are fresh?
Realize, think this helped in that area. You know, again, with COVID, you probably get that break once or twice during the course of the year, but seems like an unusual break at this point. Guys, I think got a little healthier during that time instead of rehab and extra treatments and all of that. So I feel like we can take advantage of that.
All right, let's hop back in the Wayback Machine, Coach. I don't know if you remember the Iowa State game from last Saturday, but let's take a look at some highlights from this one. Iowa State winless in Big 12 play, but they gave you all you wanted, Coach. They came ready to hit some three-pointers, 16 of them on the day.
They really did. They shot the ball extremely well. Obviously, we got to feel like we've got to guard them better than we did. But when they've been healthy and full roster, they've played games right down to the wire, as they did against us on Saturday. So it wasn't a big surprise. I think our guys realize they can all shoot the ball pretty well. They got the big Solomon Young kid in the middle. So they're a tough matchup.
Seemed like Austin Reeves' insertion was pretty seamless back into the lineup.
He played well. Yeah, actually, he came back just a couple days of practice prior to the Iowa State ball game. But, again, he had only been in contact tracing, so he never did feel badly during his time away, and got some time in the gym on his own and took full advantage of it and came back and played well.
Tie game here, second half. There's the pretty alley-oop, one of a couple of those down the stretch, and then Kerr follows that up with the block shot. Jalen Hill is getting more and more aggressive for you offensively, Coach. A career-high 11 points in this game.
Yeah, great to see that out of Jalen. He's always does a lot of good things for us. A lot of them don't show up necessarily in the stat sheet, but played very well, very aggressive there late in the ball game. Got down a couple big buckets there. Elijah there again, ripping and driving from the elbow and made a couple good plays during that stretch.
Gave him some space that time, and he knocks down the long two-point jumper. Now under a minute to go. Here's the exclamation point, the alley-oop to Brady Manick, and the Sooners would hang on to win it by the final of 79-72, their seventh win in conference play. And here's the pivotal numbers. You out-rebounded by 10, Coach, and that was a big deal.
It was. Their ball club that shoots a lot of jumpers and shot a lot of threes, made a lot of threes in our ball game. But we didn't make the three necessarily, but I thought we handled the ball pretty well in terms of from two-point range. Shot the ball for a good percentage. Got a little sloppy with the ball in the second half, especially. But, again, got good production across the board.
I want to talk more about guarding the three because I think it's going to be a big factor for you this upcoming week against West Virginia as well. It's, you know, Xavier hit a bunch of them against you early in the year, but then you've been really good against that the last several games, and then Iowa State jumped down. What exactly do you need to do better? Would you like to have done better against Iowa State?
We've been guarding the three really well, like you say, a few games prior, just a little bit more urgency to get to the shooters. You know, again, Iowa State was a ball club that on the year they've been pretty streaky from three, but everyone is capable, and we just didn't quite give that enough attention, didn't quite get through picks quickly enough, didn't quite get her hands up on closeouts, you know, a lot of combination of things right there. But when a team starts making threes, they can get their confidence up, that gets a little bit contagious, and sometimes it's tough to turn it around, so we got to do a better job from the start.
Brady's been back for a few games, but I thought he looked as sharp as he has yet since he's come back Saturday. Career-high 15 rebounds, career-high 4 assists. He looked like he was feeling comfortable out there again.
Great to see that out of Brady. I thought his second half especially was clearly the best half he's had since his bout with COVID. So hopefully that can continue. Again, he passed the ball out of the post. He finished offensively, did a great job in battling, big, strong Solomon Young from Iowa State on the interior. So I think the combination of he and Kerr and Vic a little bit got good play out of that pivot spot.
Getting him comfortable in the post on offense and defense, it's kind of been a career quest for him, for you guys, right?
Well, that's true. When other teams put a smaller guy on him, we need to be able to get him into the block and post him up and let him either score or play from there. And I thought he did the best job on Saturday of distributing the ball from the post. Had 4 assists. All those came from low post play. And I think he saw the floor well. His teammates moved well for him, and he did a good job of getting them the ball.
All right, let's step aside for an opening timeout. We'll talk about the upcoming showdown with West Virginia ahead, plus our play of the game from the Iowa State win. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Talk is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Anheuser-Busch, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Riverwind, still the one. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun.
To one unbeatable concert venue featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact RedbudPT.com today. Redbud Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
I'm attorney Jordan Klinger at McIntyre Law. We have over 100 years of experience fighting for Oklahomans injured in automobile and semi-accidents. Distracted driving is an epidemic. According to government studies, 1 in 4 crashes now involve texting and driving. That's 1.6 million accidents caused each year by distracted drivers. If you have been injured and you want to know your rights, call us now. The consultation is free. We love what we do and we're good at it. We are trial lawyers. Call McIntyre Law today.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Norman's Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center, where you get the 7-day clean car guarantee. Now you can join the Cruisin' Mobile Text Club. Text CRUISE and the number 1 to 30400 and receive a free car wash courtesy of Cruisin' Auto Spa, located at 1235 West Main in Norman. Make sure you visit their website for more information. CruisinAutoSpa.com. Messaging and data rates may occur.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Brahms' new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun. Top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon. Add a little mayo and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms' sweet and spicy Gouda burger. Available for a limited time at Brahms.
He'll bring it up.
Call it off. Harkless brings it across.
For our Academy Sports and Outdoors, or excuse me, our Bank of Oklahoma play of the game in this one. Coach Kruger, your mic is hot here. Sooners leading by 6 with a minute to go. What's the play you're drawing up here?
Well, we ran something similar to this earlier in the ball game, and we lifted Elijah and Moj on that weak side, and we thought Brady might be able to find one at the rim, and Austin did a good job of executing the play and getting the ball in a position where he could finish with a dunk. Those are always nice to see coming out of timeouts.
High percentage there. That is your Bank of Oklahoma play of the game as we welcome you back live to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Drawing up plays, drawing up out-of-bounds plays, sidelines out-of-bounds, baseline out-of-bounds. I know you guys have a certain number in the arsenal. There's probably some, artistry that goes on in the middle of a game where you make adjustments. I don't know, but how does that process work? Is that assigned to an assistant coach who's in charge of baseline out of bounds and sideline out of bounds? Is that your job in the middle of the game? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it's a collective effort. They might see something during the course of a ball game make suggestions about certain matchups. We may see, something that we run early in a ball game and how they covered it and what we could do maybe later in a ball game to make a little tweak and take advantage of that. So it's, you got your base, out of bounds plays, but then you may make an adjustment or two as the course goes on.
How many plays How many offensive sets do you think you have? Or would you rather
not? It changes a lot. It's amazing how much how many things we're running now that we didn't run in November, December. Huh. It just kind of depends on the players, who's playing well. And a lot of it, too, is just an entry action, an initial action. Then, of course, most of the time you have to play behind it. So not very often does the play itself score. But you try to get your guys in a position where they can take advantage of what they do best and maybe take advantage of what maybe is a deficiency of the opponent. So it's kind of a work in progress, but an interesting part of the whole thing, too.
The answer to that is a bunch, folks. He's got a bunch. The Academy Sports and Outdoors question of the night comes from Matt on Twitter. Coach Kruger, what similarities or differences do you see between this team and the one that went to the Final Four in 2016?
Similarities are the fact that they love working in practice. They love making progress, you know, each week. They've done that as a team and Buddy's team and Ryan Spangler's and Isaiah's in 16. The attention to detail defensively, I think this group has grown in that way to match that of the 2016 group. Of course, Buddy gave us a unique weapon. You know, having player of the year in the country is something not many people have. So that was a little bit of a one-off, if you will. But this group's a lot more balanced in that way. Different guys, different nights step up. Of course, Austin's having statistically just a unique year in terms of scoring, rebounding, assisting. So that's a special guy in that way. But, both teams are very competitive. Both teams, take on challenges. They both competed well, consistently to this point. So we'll hope that team, this team can continue to be on a parallel with that team of 16.
Right. The fact that you get asked that question means you're having a special season right there. That's for sure. I wanted to ask you about Davion because, he's been asked to do something interesting this year. He was more of your point guard last year. This year's moved him off the ball more. Then Austin leaves the lineup, and he's kind of back on the point for a couple of games. Then he's back to the two. He was scoring in double figures every game and had a little bit of a drop-off for that Iowa State game. I think he only had 4 points. A little tricky there, though, going back and forth between responsibilities, I would imagine, for him.
It is. And to Davion's credit, he handled it well. And again, he didn't get as many shot attempts in the game against Iowa State, but that I think is just, that's going to happen occasionally, whether you don't get open or the other team kind of puts someone on you that guards you pretty well. Other guys stepping up in that Iowa State game and picking up the slack. But we'll see Davion get shots. He'll make shots. He's been pretty consistent up until that ball game with his scoring on the year. And I think a lot of that is playing off the ball and getting a lot of extra work in practice and being more comfortable with that role.
Guys are going to have up and downs and peaks and valleys throughout the year. We saw Kirk Weth there in that highlight sequence with the alley-oop and the block shot on the other end. But the last couple of weeks, seems like he's in a little bit of a slump here for you. Do you need a little bit more production out of him?
We do, absolutely. I thought he had a stretch prior to the last maybe 4 ball games. He had a stretch of 5 or 6 ball games that were really, really good. Very productive on both ends. Then went in a little bit of a slump, if you will, in terms of statistically. But he'll bounce back. Again, it's a grind. And sometimes it's a matter of a matchup. Sometimes it's a matter of just how you feel on a particular night. But we'd love everyone to feel great and consistently perform at the very highest of level. But that's not realistic. Different guys, different nights with this ball club have stepped up. And we expect that to be kind of the identity of this group. We need 3 or 4 of them hope to be consistent every night, but it's hard to do that.
I think we've talked about this before. I'm not sure if it was on this show or on the pregame or postgame, but it does seem like you're in a bit of a unique position this year with those bigs because of your 4-guard lineup. There's been some nights where Brady is the best matchup. There's been some nights where Victor Walker plays a bigger role. Certainly Kerr as well, and you've been able to mix and match them depending on who's having a good night, depending on the opponent. That's something that I assume is maybe difficult, but also at the same time a luxury to have 3 different guys there with different skill sets to choose from.
That's a very good point, and that there's the different skill set, you know, from each. You know, obviously Kerr's a rim protector and very good against ball screens and, you know, good around the rim offensively as well. Can step out a little bit, but hasn't done that too much here lately. Brady, of course, is a pick-and-pop guy. That's a tough matchup for the opponent, you know, getting more comfortable scoring from the block and moving the ball from the block. And then Victor is just totally unique in that his energy level and activity level, I think we're going to see him, you know, become more of a scorer. And I don't know about hopefully this year, but without question, he's going to be a terrific scorer for us next year, just with the spring and summer and fall. And we'll work on that in the next month as well. But I think maybe he gets some scoring out of him in the next 2 to 3 weeks, depending on matchups. But he's making progress every day in practice, and we're excited about what he's doing.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the OU-West Virginia matchup coming up Saturday, high noon in Morgantown. One more segment with Lon Kruger. Sherry Cole's right around the corner. Stay with us.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Catches it. The spin move. Drop step to the baseline. He's laying a jam.
Steps back for three. Found it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Count it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
It's a new season. And at Sport Clips Haircuts, all of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game with our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
And you'll be stepping out like a pro.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
OU graduates can win $20,000 from MidFirst Bank. If you're a December 2020 or May 2021 graduate, then you're eligible for the Seize the Day with 20K sweepstakes. Simply register your MidFirst debit card and start earning entries. Each purchase with your debit card now through May 31st earns you an additional entry. Don't miss this chance to add $20,000 to your graduation from MidFirst Bank. Visit midfirst.com/OU20K today to register your card. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Rahm's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger, available for a limited time at Brahms.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Get Sooner Sports news and talk on demand whenever you want with the Sooner Sports Podcast. Exclusive interviews, post-game shows, and all things Sooner Sports. Subscribe today at Soonersports.com/podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind and Allstate. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the court with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com.
Kincaid Coach Lines brings us a look at our Big 12 report. The official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics, KincaidCoach.com, to learn more. There you see the updated standings, tightly packed, 2 through 6, separated by about a game. Sooners at 7-4, all alone right now in third place. They could overtake second with a win Saturday in Morgantown. We have our last segment here with Lon Kruger. His team gets the Mountaineers. Bob Huggins' squad at high noon Central Time, 1 o'clock there on the East Coast on Saturday. Second time you've seen West Virginia this year, Coach. You beat them in a thriller at your place back early in conference play. That was right after they lost Oscar Tshiebwe. What a game this was, though. You guys were blowing them out in the first half. They rallied huge in the second half. It was a roller coaster ride.
It really was, and they're a totally different ball club now than they were then. You know, they've almost flipped identity in terms of very high-paced, shooting a lot of threes in, McBride and Sherman and McNeil, Bridges. They got four guys that shoot it as well as anyone in the league. McBride shooting over 50% in conference play from three. Then, of course, they've got Culver down inside. So they're playing four guards around their one big guy, and they work hard defensively, of course. And, they're really playing at a high, high level of confidence right now.
Couple of 4-out, 1-in teams going head-to-head. They might shoot a few more threes than you do. I don't know if that's true or not, but in some ways mirror images of each other.
Yeah, like a lot of teams in the league right now. It seems like everyone, I don't know that anyone's just die-hard about playing two big guys. You almost have to go 4-round-1 to match up with each other on the defensive end. It's hard to guard against those threes, and certainly West Virginia shoots them very well.
Yeah, how do you deal with Culver, as big and strong as he is, and not leave three-point shooters alone? I mean, that's the trick, right?
That's exactly the trick. You've got to help a little bit on Culver. Otherwise, you'll get your big guys in foul trouble. You also can score down there, but equally important is not getting your guys both in foul trouble. So we'll try to help a little bit from that low guy on the weak side, like everyone does. But it's easier said than done. He's a big target in there and very active.
I think one of the intriguing aspects to this game is they've got Miles McBride, who was a good player for them but has just blossomed since you last saw them. He might be a first-team All-Big 12 guy now. You've got Elijah Harkless, who was a role player for you or first time they saw you, and now is obviously a significant contributor. So as you mentioned, you're playing everybody twice in conference, but sometimes when you've got a month between, these two teams could change entirely or significantly anyway.
Yeah, no question. And probably these two teams maybe have changed as much identity-wise as anyone in the league. Certainly West Virginia has, and we've become so much better defensively than we were at that point on a consistent basis. So we'll see how it works out, but it'll be a huge challenge, big opportunity, like you say, second place on the line, and our guys understand that, as do the West Virginia guys. So I know both teams are going to play extremely hard.
I'm sure Bob Huggins has a lot of traits that have allowed him to pile up as many wins as he has in his career, but seems like his ability to adapt is one of his better ones. They used to press all the time a couple of years back. Now they play more of a half-court game. You mentioned within this season they've adapted styles. That's a strength of his.
No doubt. Yeah, he's done a great job of kind of adjusting to his personnel. He's got a base idea of the way he wants to play, and his teams are always going to be very physical and always going to guard you very hard. But as you mentioned, they've been, for the last couple of years, two big guys with three guys on the perimeter that were kind of less of a focus. Three or four years ago, they pressed like crazy every possession. So he's adjusted to whatever he needs to help his team stay at the top of their game.
And this year, you get to match him in the quarter-zip pullover game as well. He's not dominating that. One note this that came down today, folks, the Texas game next week on Tuesday night. Game time has changed. It has been moved to 8 p.m. start now. It's going to be moved into a prime slot on ESPN or on the ESPN family of networks anyway. So make note of that. Next Tuesday night's game was a 6:30 tip. It'll now be at 8 p.m. Coach, safe travels to Morgantown and good luck against the Mountaineers.
Appreciate it, Toby. Thank you.
There you go. Lon Kruger, everybody. Stay with us when we come back. Sherry Cole joins us on Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 31 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact ptcentral.org today. Physical Therapy Central, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I want a race that's great. Who is this to beat him tonight? Hey, it's Jake. I want a race to save. Got the coverage on my brand new ride. State Farm rates. Yeah, they're great. State Farm, State Farm, State Farm rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
at Landers Auto Group of Norman. Just like the Sooners, our goal isn't just to win. It's to make them remember our name, to make them remember who we are, to show everyone why we do what we do and why we do it so well. We didn't become the best by chance. There are no coincidences here. We work tirelessly, and above all, we don't give up. Giving up has never been an option. So, ask yourself, what does driving tradition mean to me? Is it dependability, determination, or unwavering confidence? Because those are the principles that drive us and your Oklahoma Sooners. We strive to make every OU fan proud, and we'll keep doing that time and time again. That's driving tradition. This is Landers Auto Group of Norman, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Visit LandersChevroletNorman.com and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Driving tradition.
That's a great shot there in the end. Welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Let's talk women's basketball now, and we welcome in the head coach, Sherry Cole. Coach, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hey, Toby. I'm good. How are you?
I am lonely.
It looked really cavernous in there.
Yeah. If you want a social distance tonight, come join me here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
There are the same number of people in my room as yours.
No, everybody's being safe. It's the frightening weather outside. Yes. Everybody's being safe. We understand. Opening segment with Sherry brought to you by McIntyre Law. Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law. It's the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Coach, we saw the highlights there, a few of them anyway, of the 67-61 win over Iowa State on Tuesday night. Let's take a look at them together here. Your team, you owed these guys one after what happened up in Ames earlier this year.
We kind of felt like we did. I felt like the day before our preparation, the day before the game, we had our bounce back. We did not play well in Stillwater. We didn't have the juice and the connection that we've had. And I felt like we got it back the day before and felt good at the rehearsal game day. And then we came out and we did just have that. We had a little bounce in our step. I thought Tot was so good. No turnovers, making shots. There's Tatum making an effort play, taking a charge. Maddie Williams was spectacular on offense, sizing them up from long range and at the rim. Just tough, finding people, making good decisions. And once again, Toby, 7 turnovers, single-digit turnovers make it a lot easier to win games.
I knew that number was going to make you very happy. The Sooners had the lead, just kind of kept them at arm's length. They kept making runs at you, but you were able to hold them off.
Yeah, both teams uncharacteristically cold from the three-point line. The first quarter in and of itself, we missed more threes and free throws together than probably either of our teams has in a 4-game stretch. But we just were tough enough defensively and had enough poise offensively. This is one play in specific there where they're coming back and cutting into our lead, and we knew we had to have a basket, and so we called the mismatch and got Gabby's number at the rim. And then that's Maddie Williams just making a play when you got to have one.
Yeah, they kept, I mean, it seemed like you did that 5 times in the fourth quarter where they'd get within 3 or they'd get within 2 and you'd make a play. And that's all you right there, Coach. I don't know what the play was, but that's a wide open wide receiver right there.
That's us getting back for the bonehead inbound play we had in Ames. So it just kind of all evens out, right?
No offensive foul call on that one right there. There's the final stats. The Sooners 7 turnovers not listed on here. I want to point that out again. 10 assists on the night. You outscored them in the paint.
How does that happen? How do we outscore anybody in the paint? Yeah. That's putting the ball on the floor and getting to the rim.
Anytime you have a freshman, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. But Nevaeh Tot, you mentioned, 14 points. That matches her career high. She had 3 threes. look like. She just kind of had a comfort level about her out there. How do you describe her kind of exploding for you, but giving you that much offense?
You know, I just think she just laid some heavy stuff down for a little bit. As a freshman, you can get caught up in, gosh, this season's still going on. It's so hard. It's so long. That happens in a normal year, not to mention a COVID year. So I felt like she just, it got a little bit heavy for her. And we talked this week about just taking that backpack off. She put it on. She can take it off and sit it down in a chair and go play basketball. And she's such a trusting, respectful kid. She just had a grin from ear to ear and said, I like that, coach. I'll do that. And that's what she did.
Both your freshmen gave you nice nights. Skylar Van played well, too.
Yeah, I thought I told Skylar and then told the team after the game, if I had a game ball, I'd probably give it to her because her minutes were so important. She just is a relentless rebounder. She has a nose for the ball. That's kind of an instinctual gift, I think. And then if she has something around the rim, she's going to finish it.
That could be genetic.
It could be. And yeah. I've mentioned that a time or two, but yeah. I don't want to give him too much credit.
The nose for the ball, too. How are they holding up? The Super 6, Super 7, whatever we are right now? How's everybody holding up?
You know what? It's amazing how much better you feel when you have more points than the other guys. We're right. Bouncing around like crazy. We took a couple of days recess here, we called it. We're gonna go to recess for a bit because the end of our schedule is so tough because we've got those makeup games that kind of pile on and make it a pretty solid run right through Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament.
Makeup games, three of them announced today. I'll touch on that here in just a second. But one more question about Iowa State. Why do you have such a good friendship with Bill Finley? How'd that come about? Their head coach.
I don't really know how. I think why is because...
That's not the case with all head coaches, right? I mean, you're...
No, not at all. I think... early on, we both had kids.
Would you
kids.
Like to name the ones you don't get along with?
I'm going to take
for
the fifth.
For entertainment purposes?
I'll take the fifth.
Go ahead. Bill Finley.
We had kids around the same age, and so we're both parents, and we're doing this job and raising kids. And we both have such an appreciation for the fundamentals of basketball and talk ball a lot and just enjoy the game. And I've just had such respect for him from the very first time we ever played there. I remember going in to the media room in Ames, and he was finishing up. And I remember him thanking all of the media people for being present. And I just thought, wow, what a classy thing that is to do. You don't hear that a lot. And so just little things like that I've observed from him from afar, and then just have great respect for the good human that he is. And also, his wife, Deb, is a good friend of mine. We've gone on Nike trips together for years, and he and Dane are good friends. So it's been a really neat professional relationship that we continue to enjoy.
I lied. One more nugget from that game. Taylor Robertson goes 0 for 9 from three-point range, which, what's going on with the world? And she only scores 4 points, and you win the game. I mean, you don't want her going 0 for 9, but if she has that kind of performance and you're only playing 6 or 7 players and you win the game, that's got to be, pretty encouraging, I would think, for everybody else.
I think it's one of the most important games she's ever played here. That shot is always going to be there. What happened Tuesday night may never happen again. I don't know. It might, but it probably won't. And yet her play was absolutely integral for us to be able to win that game. Like, she defended, she fronted the post. There'll be some things. She had a couple of steals. She had a couple of assists. She got herself fouled, went to the free throw line. There were some things that show up in statistical categories, but there's a whole bunch that don't. We put her in on-ball screen situations where the ball was in her hand, and she made the right decision coming out of it that gave someone else an advantage. Maybe not an assist. Maybe the pass that leads to the pass that is the assist, or maybe just a pass to Maddie in the open floor where she has a chasm to attack the rim. She just did things like that over and over and over. Being in hoop where they couldn't throw the ball to the post, or bluffing the hoop and taking away the skip pass to the shooter. Those things don't have a statistical category, and she did them all night long. So I think it was a really important game for both T-Rob and our team.
There is a 0% chance that she ever goes 0 for 9 again, ever, in any game she ever plays. Okay, before we go to break, here's your Rudy's Anywhere, Sooners Everywhere fan question of the night from Twitter. Coach Cole, this is from Mr. Archibald. Coach Cole, how do you practice or how do you balance work and rest in practice each week with so few players?
Well, our players will tell you that practices are not physically tiring. We're not out there for very long. We have to be very, very efficient. But here's the great thing about it. It has forced us to only do things that matter. You know, we can all get caught up in thinking that things are essential, if not essential, really, really important. I got to be able to do this. And when you're faced with extreme circumstances, you figure out that you don't always need everything that you think you need, and you don't always have to do all those things that you think are so incredibly important. So we've just had to adjust the lens through which we look, and our focus the last week was really on making sure that whatever we did that with a high motor, a lot of intensity. We're not going to do it for very long. We're not going to do it for more than a rep or two. But what we do has to be incredibly game-like, and that sort of keeps us fresh enough to go into games and have legs and have the momentum that we need to have physically.
All right, let's take a timeout. Like Kruger's crew, Sherry Super 7 headed to Morgantown this weekend to take on West Virginia. We'll preview the matchup next. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Saving money is good, but saving money and time is even better. Simple, safe, and quick, the MyPhillips 66 app saves you up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas, so you can focus on going and saving. Download today so you can save more to go more. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the MyPhillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time. Time to come back to Mercy. We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/soonersafety. Visit mercy.net/soonersafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own. We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen. To draft an agent for your team, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Sooners Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies, and our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
Big 12 Report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines. Visit KincaidCoach.com to learn more about the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. There you see the Sooners, seventh place, taking on West Virginia, way up there in second place, who was red hot. We'll talk about that game in just a second. I mentioned previously three new game times announced today. Tack this on to the end of the year, folks. February 27th, we'll make up that game at Texas. Game time to be announced. Then a couple of home games, March 4 and 7, against TCU and Kansas State. That TCU game will be at 5. The K-State game will be at 3 o'clock. I know this is a basketball show, but I know Coach Cole will appreciate this. Did you folks see what happened today in the season opener for the OU softball team? Coach, they beat UTEP 29-0 and hit an NCAA record 13 home runs in the game. They came back later and won the nightcap 9-0 as well with three more home runs. So on the day, two wins, 39 zip the combined score, 16 combined home runs. Patty Gasso's team tiptoeing into the season here a little bit.
I saw that on the ticker before I came. 29. I'm like, what is this, the first quarter? Like, I don't understand. That's not a softball score.
Unbelievable. Sherry Sooners have West Virginia coming up this weekend. They got you in Norman, but that's the game that Maddie Williams went for a school record 45. I'm going to guess the game plan for the Mountaineers surrounds trying to slow her down. What about your game plan? How do you flip the score on them this time?
You know, they just come at you in waves. They've got a lot of size and a lot of athleticism, and both of those things are a problem for us. I think with West Virginia, it's always the case. Can you be physical enough to hold your own, whether that be on the glass or in valuing the basketball? Those are the two big categories. Not turning it over, because they can get out and get down and transition really quickly and hurt you in a big way. And then also battling on the boards. And we've really struggled with that since we're down to our six guards. We did a better job against Iowa State, but they don't have the length across the board and the athleticism that West Virginia does. So those are two areas that are concerning. And Gundrazic was just incredible against us the first time around, so we've got to find a way to limit her threes as well.
Similar question to something I asked Coach Kruger in the first half hour. We saw a great play that he drew up that resulted in an alley-oop to Brady Manick late in the game. We saw your inbounds play that resulted in the kind of the game-clinching layup there to Maddie Williams. Who's got those responsibilities on your coaching staff? Is that you? Does somebody else do baseline out-of-bounds, sideline out-of-bounds? How does that work on your staff?
Colton and I do all that together. He's the offensive coordinator. And so we have things that going into the game that if we need it, this is something we can go to. And we talk about that ahead of time. But you know what? I was just watching a game this evening. I think it was Purdue, Minnesota. And Purdue was down three, and they had the ball linked to the floor with, I don't know, 9 seconds left or 7 seconds, something. And it looked like the old Duke Leitner play, you know, where he's at the free throw line, yeah. They throw it the length of the floor. But it looked like, to me, the design of the play was for him to catch it or tip it to their three-point shooter was screaming down the sideline. And the announcers just could not believe the play they ran. They didn't understand. Why didn't he just bring it up and call timeout and run something from the sideline and blah, blah, blah. And there are so many things like that. When a play looks great and it works, it's unbelievable.
Right.
And when it doesn't, you're like, ah, you don't have – coaches have no way of knowing how the defense is going to defend it. So when that particular option for Maddie materialized, that's just because Iowa State made a decision to go with T-Rob instead. And you just never know about those things. So I think coaches get way too much credit for that.
Announcers are the worst, aren't they, Coach?
I know. It's second-guessers.
That gum announcers. All right, West Virginia on the road this weekend, and the Sooners will be back home next Wednesday night to take on Texas Tech. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to kind of catching up in terms of all those games. You look at that list and like, man, we need to play some games. So March is going to be busy.
Make those additions to your schedule out there, Sooner fans, and stay safe, stay warm, stay inside, and we'll see you next week on Sooner Sports Talk. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.